Central State Marauder basketball is on the air. Today's game is being brought to you by Central State University. For God, for Central, for State. By Profiler Performance Products. By McAfee Heating and Air. Any season, anytime, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And now, let's head out courtside for all the exciting play-by-play action of Central State Marauder basketball. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Doug Brown. Good evening, everybody, from Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. We welcome you to Central State Marauder basketball. Tonight, it's the Marauders taking on the Wilberforce Bulldogs from right across the street. And the showdown, the Battle of Wilberforce, or the Battle of State Route 42, whatever you want to call it. Wilberforce coming into this game is 3-4 overall, the 1-4 in the conference. They average 86 points per game. They give up, though, 101 points per game. Central State, they're 0-2. They give up 50, or they score 58 points per game, give up 65. Central State leads the series since 2009, and they are 9-2 against Wilberforce since 2009. Last year, they met on Valentine's Day, and Wilberforce just smoked the Central State Marauders, 91-65. Callie Davis had 23 points to lead the Bulldogs. Todd Pitts had 16, and Justin Kearney had 10. For Central State, Marcus Steele had 18 points to lead the Marauders. Marcus Scott had 11. Both of those guys are gone. The Bulldogs will take on Midway on Friday, and Central State will take on Malone on Saturday at 5:30. So, could be a good one tonight. We had a chance to talk to the head coach of the Marauders, and Antonio Davis. I'll have that for you right after this.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
Now back here on the pregame show, we're here with Antonio Davis, head coach of the Central State Marauders. And coach, had a trip down to Albany State in that crossover tournament.
Yes.
down in Albany State. What did you take out? What did you take out of that tournament?
Good weekend for us. As you know, it's a very competitive crossover opening weekend with West Alabama and Mississippi College. Our second year of a 4-year stint. So it gives us the opportunity to play some very stout competition from the beginning. West Alabama's top 25 in the nation, and Mississippi College is very good as well. So what I took from it is that we're an improved team. Both ball clubs blew us out last year early on, which was, you know, I had a bunch of freshmen last year, so not you know, overly surprising. However, we had opportunity both games this past weekend, and we just didn't come through. One of the things I took from it is that we've improved defensively. Both of those ball clubs scored over 90 points against us last year, and we were able to hold them down much considerable and smaller total. So we were very competitive. We're blending in some new guys. So we're just looking to get better every game.
Sean Black seemed to stand out too in that, yeah, both games.
Yeah, he did pretty good. One of our new guys, he's starting point guard for us. You know, JUCO guy is coming in, so he has some experience. He seemed to play well. He's still getting the feel, so he hadn't figured it out yet. I mean, just in terms of learning all our, you know, our complexities, learning our offenses, all our defenses. So we anticipate that he even get better.
Xavier Jackson, he leads the team in scoring, and he's one of the new ones, too.
Sure, sure. Big wing for 6'6 wing. So we were able to get a big wing here, and he had a pretty good weekend. But he's in the same boat. He's just trying to get better, figure out the system, and learning what to do, when to do it. But both very competitive guys, and we look forward to them getting better.
Now, talk about some of the new guys that you got coming in. Plus, you got a whole bunch of return people coming back. You got the Key brothers. You got
yep.
Antoine Reed.
Oh yeah,
Jarju. Talk about them.
Oh yeah. So back. Yeah. So we got some guys that come back that came back this year. Like I said, we had a big group of freshmen last year. So you got Rayvon Thomas and Sean Black, who played quite a bit for us last year. Antoine played a lot for us last year. We got Josh Scratching back as well, who played a lot for us last year, first semester. Stephen Key, who's back, started for us this weekend. He'll come off the bench tonight with Willie back. But he filled in admirably for us this past weekend. Jarju's back. Taj Mitchell's back. So we got a lot of guys back from last year that got a lot of experience. So, go ahead. Yes.
We're going to see a kind of a different team tonight, since you've had some of those other guys that weren't with you on the trip, but they're going to play tonight.
Yes, Chris Grubbs will play tonight. He'll start for us. One of our bigger guys, a 6'6 wing player as well, but he has some versatility, so he'll play some guard and forward, but he's primarily a guard for us, so he'll start. Willie, as I said, mentioned earlier, didn't play, so Willie's back in the lineup, so he'll play tonight. So we'll have two new starters from this past weekend. So hopefully, it'll make our bench stronger.
Talk about Wilberforce. It's a big game.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They're NAIA, but it's still.
Oh, rivalry.
Big time. And,
yes.
And you could throw out the records, and they're like 3-3 or 3-4, something
yes,
like that.
Yes, I think they're 3-4, yes.
But they scored 100 points in four games.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
well,
they can score.
It's their style of play. I mean, they press and push the ball 40 minutes. So they're going to score a lot of points. One of our goals tonight is to hold them below their average and then try to pick up what we're doing on the offensive end. But we're looking forward to the challenge and also just the fun of the rivalry, ball games. I mean, gym's going to be packed. It's going to be loud right across – they're right across the street, so high impact, high intensity, highly competitive.
I knew the coaches from last year, and when I came here out of the blue, I asked them, I said, how long did it take you guys to get here? About 2 days?
I
don't know that. I know they got new coaches over there, so.
They do. They got a new
women's coach.
They're
going what you're
going
through a couple of years ago. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, I saw them play against Eastern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched some of that game as well.
And they looked like they could move the ball up and down the court.
Oh, yeah, they get up and down, and they hung in there with them for a little bit. And then just the size and the talent took over in the long run, but they're a very capable group.
Do you think they wear themselves down?
Well, he does a lot of substitution, so he gets about 10 guys, 10, 11 guys in there. So, the plan is to wear his opponent out.
Okay.
But he subs quite a bit. Nobody plays, 35, 40 minutes for him.
Yeah, I thought maybe that he might do what Kathy did in the game down in Florida, do the five in, five out, line change.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, he does that from time to time.
Does he?
He absolutely does.
So how hard is it to defend something like that? You five in, five out. How hard is that to defend?
Well, it's not difficult as long as you stay within what you're doing and have the discipline that you're supposed to have in your rotations. Certainly, it can force you to maybe sub a little more than you typically would because your guys may get tired.
Yeah.
Just from that pressure, because it's an up and down scenario constantly. Because they play such pressure that you sort of have to just beat it and go when you get it. It's really hard to slow it down once you beat it. You really got to attack it. So they try to make you play fast.
We got a couple extra guys on the bench for tonight. And,
oh, yeah.
So I want to wish you the best of luck this
Appreciate
year.
Appreciate it as always.
And, after what they did last year, I know you guys are going to be out after.
We're going to see what we're going to do. We definitely is payback.
Antonio Davis, the head coach of the Central State Marauders, and we'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to Central State Marauder basketball here on the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University, we're getting set for action between the Bulldogs and the Marauders. Some of the guys to watch or listen for Wilberforce, Callie Davis, he averages 20 points per game. Now, they had four games, but they had 100 points in the first four games, and they kind of fallen on hard times. They ran into a buzzsaw down at Eastern Kentucky, where Eastern Kentucky smoked them 133-78. But still, 78 points could get you a win anywhere. Kyle Cardenas, he averages 14.4 points per game and 61% from the floor. And Caleb Mitchell, he averages 12.8 points per game and 62% from the floor, 84% from the line. For the Central State Marauders, Xavier Jackson leads the team in scoring with 15.5 points. Xavier Jackson leads the team with 15.5 points per game, 10 of 20 from the floor, and 10 of 13 from the foul line. Stephen Key II, he averages 12 points per game and 80% from the free throw line. And Sean Black, he averages 11 points and 10 for 17 from the field. So should be an interesting ball game tonight. Last year, though, Wilberforce smoked them 91-65. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this timeout. You're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is.
And back here at Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University, we are getting set for the starting lineups for tonight's game, courtesy of Justin Fry, the big guy. They sit across the way from us now because the stream, they can't get the stream on the other side of the court. So, hey, I'll sit over here. I don't care. We got a lot of big shots over here now. So there's premium seating here. And one of these days we're going to try and get a hold of Kavicia Brown to see about see what's going on over here. And so Central State and Wilberforce are going to clear the floor and head for their respective benches. And we'll be back. We'll have the starting lineups here in just a minute. Hey, get her for stealing. Get her for stealing. Police chief, I got her for stealing. So, here comes Justin Fry, the starting lineup for the Bulldogs and the Marauders.
And your Central State Marauders!
And so we're going to get right into it. Let's meet our starters for the visiting teams, the Bulldogs of Wilbur Ross University. We have the 6'3", 4", and number one, Kyle Cardino. A 5'10" guard, number two, Jamira Hayes. A 6-foot guard, number 11, Cal Davis. A 6'5" center, number 21, Jermaine Marshall. And a 6'1", 4", number 24, Josiah Bowers.
The starting lineup for the Wilberforce Bulldogs is Kyle Cardenas, Jameer Hayes, Callie Davis, Jermaine Marshall, and Josiah Mobley. For the Marauders, it'll be Grubbs, Willie Jackson, Xavier Jackson, Sean Black, and Sean Page. So it's Chris Grubbs. He's making his first start or first appearance on the floor for the Marauders here tonight, as is Willie Jackson. Jackson kind of tweaked his knee, and he sat out the weekend trip, as did Grubbs down to Florida for Albany State. So, 20 minutes on the clock. The band's here. The cheerleaders are here. The fans are here. We're here. Let's sit back and enjoy tonight's game between the Marauders and the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs in their green jerseys with gold numbers. And the Marauders in their white jerseys with maroon numbers and gold trim. As you hear the band in the background, they are very loud here at Beacom Lewis tonight. Full house here at the gym tonight. Hopefully it'll be the same way all year long. As the Marauders ladies, they won their first game 96-53. So here come the Marauders out onto the court for the first time here at Beacom Lewis Gym. They are 0-2. The Bulldogs are 3-4. So sit back and enjoy the game tonight here from Beacom Lewis Gym. Jumping it up for the Marauders will be Sean Page, and the tip is controlled by the Marauders. Picked up by Jackson. Now here comes Grubbs. He'll hand it off to Black. Ball knocked away, picked up by Cardenas. Cardenas and a whistle and a traveling call going against Jameer Hayes. Turns the ball back over to the Marauders. 19:41 left here in this first half. Grubbs will inbound it for the Marauders. Grubbs will get it back from Xavier Jackson. He's our player profile today, and he'll be on at halftime. Jackson over to the right side, into the corner. We'll bring it back out. Looking inside, sends it inside to Page. Page loses it, picked up, gets it back again. And he's going to be called. Oh, there's going to be a foul called on the Bulldogs. 19:21 left. Page will go to the line to shoot two. Foul was on Josiah Mobley. His first. Page makes the first of two. Page averaging 33% from the free throw line. Page toes the line, now shoots, and it goes in. Hit the basket, died, and rolled in. 2-0 is our score as the Marauders lead it. Cardenas, double team. Ball comes across, almost over and back. Picked up by Davis. They fired up a three. Josiah Mobley gets a three. Shot goes up, no good by Jackson, and rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. And scramble for it. Picked up by Hayes. Hayes over to the left side. Once again to Mobley. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to the Marauders. Quickly up court comes Black up to the left side. Black's going to drive the lane. Scoop shot goes up and in. Black makes it 4-3. Marauders. Here comes Marshall. Marshall puts it up and in. It makes it 5-4. Rolls it over to the far side. Willie for three. Got it! Willie Jackson makes his first three of the year. Here comes Mobley. Mobley puts up the shot and in. Mobley on fire. He's got five already. 7-6. Wilberforce. Willie wanted to take a three. Shot was altered a little bit. Now here comes Black on the near side. Black will back it out for the Marauders. 15 seconds on the play, on the shot clock. Black will go out, go over to the far side. Gets it to Grubbs, top of the key. Grubbs dishes down low to Page. Page puts it up off the glass and in with 2 seconds left on the clock. 4 points for Page. Quickly up court. Here comes Davis. Davis up the left side. Davis drives, lays up and in. Callie Davis gets his first two, and it's now 9-8. We could be in for a wild and wacky game tonight. Black dishes to Page. Page drives the lane, puts it up, out the glass and in. Page, 6 of the 10 points. 10-9, Marauders. Here comes Hayes. Hayes puts it up and in. It's a track meet, folks. 11-10 is our score. Ball almost taken away. And a whistle and timeout called by the Central State Marauders. We're going to take a quick timeout, too, back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. 11-10, Wilberforce leading it. Central State has the ball on the far side. Ball comes in. Comes all the way into DeMar Moore, who's in for the first time. Ball comes all the way up. Here comes Willie Jackson. Jackson loses it, picks it back up again. Now kicks it over to Radiant Thomas. Thomas, top, no good. Rebound. Picked up by the Davis. Davis drives lane, lays it up and in. Callie Davis for two more. That makes it 13-10. Also in for the first time is Antoine Reed. Moore gets it up to Jackson. Jackson loses it. Picked up by Thomas. Thomas back over to Willie. Willie firing up a three. Can't get it to go, but he's going to be at the line for three. Foul is going against Callie Davis. That'll be his first, team's second. That's going to send Willie to the line for three. Jackson will be at the line for three to try and tie this bad boy up. Willie did not play in the games down in Albany State. But he'll be at the line for three. Stephen Key, the second, ready to come in for the Marauders. First shot goes up and through. Willie's got 4 points on the night. Willie Jackson will be at the line for two more. He's got four of the 11 points. Second shot goes up and through. Willie is one of those kids that he's in the gym all the time, shooting free throws, shooting threes. He's going to be an asset to this team this year. Jackson back to the line, shooting his third shot. Nobody from the Marauders at the line misses his second shot or third shot. Davis sends it up. Shot goes up, no good by Mitchell. Picked up by the Marauders. It's going to be a track meet up the. Here comes Key. Key, triple team, kicks it back out. Ball taken away by Davis. Davis up the right side. Davis stops. Dishes down to Mitchell. Mitchell underneath. Now kicks it back out to Hayes. Hayes back out top. Goes to Mobley. Mobley fires up a shot. Got it to go. Two-pointer for Mobley. He's got 7 of the 15 points for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs lead at 15-12 with 15:33 left in this first half. Ball comes up. Ball goes over to Key. Key all alone. Lays it up off the glass and in. Stephen Key gets his first two of the night. It's now 15-14 with 15:20 left here in this first half. Ball taken away by Moore to Willie Jackson. Jackson has the ball knocked away. Dish it down low. Shot goes up. No good by Antoine Reed. He'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against Jameer Hayes. His first third team foul. Antoine Reed at the line shooting two. And timeout on the court with 15:08 to go. And we're going to take a quick timeout too, back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. Cheerleaders are putting on a show for both schools. And the band is playing, so this is wild and wacky here tonight. The Marauders will be back at home on Saturday as they will take on Malone at 5 o'clock. The Wilberforce will take on Midway on Friday. At home. So the Wayne Jefferson coming into the game for the Marauders. So we will have Jefferson, Reed, Thomas, Stephen Key, and also DeMar Moore. .15:08 to go here in the first half. I got to remember they're playing halves and not quarters here for the men. Antoine Reed Jr. going to the line for the first time this season. He'll be shooting two, trying to give the Marauders a lead. Shot goes up and in. We're tied at 15. Reed trying to give the Marauders a one-point lead. Second shot goes up and no good. Rebound comes down to Mitchell. Mitchell gets it over to Hayes. Hayes drives the lane, puts it up, and no. An offensive foul going against the Bulldogs. Foul's going against Mitchell, his first. Team's fourth. We're tied at 15 with 15:01 to go. Oh, that was a media timeout. I'm sorry. That was a media timeout just a minute ago. Here comes Reed into the front court. Dishes down, or sends it over to Key. He's got to get it across. Does get it across. Gets it over to Thomas. Thomas cross court over to Moore. Moore back over to the near side. Comes over to Key. Key top of the key or out near midcourt. Now comes over to the right side. And a whistle, and we have a foul going against the Marauders. Going against DeMar Moore. His first. Team's first of the half. So the Bulldogs will have it. Callie Davis will bring it up for Wilberforce. Davis kicks it over to the near side to Pettis. Pettis drives. Turnaround jump shot block picked up by Reed of the Marauders. He'll kick it out to Moore. Moore all the way down to the key. Steven drives, lays it up. Got, he can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up. No good. But he's fouled. He'll be at the line. And getting hit in the mouth is one of the, looks like it's Caleb Mitchell gets, got hit in the mouth. So time is called. Coming back into the game is Cardenas. Mitchell's going to be called for his second foul. Fifth on the Bulldogs. So Cardenas back into the game for the Bulldogs. And going to the line will be Ravon Thomas. Thomas is 6 of 11 on the year for 54%. First shot goes up and through. Second shot coming up. Goes up and through. Thomas has two. And that's 17-15. Marauders with 14-13 to go here in the first half. Davis drives over to the left side. He'll hand off to Cardenas. Cardenas in the lane. Puts up a wild shot. Picked up by Stephen Key. Key on the fast break. Drives the lane. Kicks over to the far side. And stepping on the line is DeMar Moore. And they'll turn it back over to the Bulldogs with 13:58 to go. 17-15 is our score. 2-point lead is not going to be safe at all night long. Ball comes into Davis. Davis will bring it up into the front court. Goes over to the left side. Gets it over to Bennett. Bennett drives the lane. Puts it up and in. Bennett gets the basket and one. Foul's going against Grubbs. His team's second. So Bennett will shoot the and one. Bennett on the year is a 45% free throw shooter. Bennett's shot goes no good. Rebound comes down to Davis. Davis brings out left elbow. Now he's going to drive right side. And what do we have here? Shot clock problem. And that's going to give the Bulldogs the ball underneath their basket and right in front of the Central State cheerleaders. 13:46 remaining here in the first half. We hope to have an interview with Kathy Parson at the half. Ball comes over to the far side, goes over to Kearney. Kearney drives lane, puts it up off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound picked up by Davis. Davis puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Black. Black on the fly. Black loses it. And going to be... Going to be trying to pick his pocket, but it was fouled in the process. It's like Thomas. And the Marauders will get the ball on the far side. Coming back in is Sean Page. Thomas will sit down. Jefferson will inbound it right in front of a very upset Wilberforce coach. Jameer Hayes coming back into the lineup for the Bulldogs, and sitting down will be Callie Davis. 13:31 left here in this first half. Ball comes in to Grubbs. Grubbs gets it over to Black. Black sends it cross court. Here's a shot for three. Got it! Wayne Jefferson! Here come the Bulldogs. Over on in the middle of the court comes Hayes. Hayes firing up a shot is Cardenas. Cardenas gets three points back. We're tied at 20-20. Ball comes into Willie Jackson. Jackson will bring it up into the front court. Jackson almost loses it. Spins, sends it over to Jefferson. Back out top. Willie fires it up at three and drains it. Willie Jackson has 8 points. Ball goes back out top to the key to Cardenas. Firing up a long three, a little short. Rebound picked up, and it goes out of bounds off of Wayne Jefferson. Coach Antonio Davis, not too happy with it. So here comes they're going to inbound it. Hayes is going to inbound it in the corner on the far side. Ball comes in to Kearney. Kearney drives, loses the ball, picked up by Grubbs of the Marauders. Grubbs sends it down to Black. Black's going to drive the lane. Lays it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Bennett. Bennett on the fly up the left side. Bennett will stop. Sends it over to Cardenas for three. Got it. Cardenas has 6 points, 2 3-pointers. And we're tied at 23 with 12:05 remaining here in this first half. Grubbs sent it across to Willie. Willie firing up a three. Little too hard. Rebound down to Cardenas. Cardenas will slow it up, bring it up into the front court. Cardenas gets it over to Hayes. Hayes drives over to the far side to Bennett. Bennett for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Jefferson. Jefferson will get it to Black. Black will get it up to Grubbs. Grubbs up the right side. Grubbs will drive the lane. Puts it up and got the basket in one. Grubbs gets his first two of the year. And we have a timeout on the court with 11:39 to go here in the first half. Marauders lead it 25-23. Back after this.
Miller Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
We're at halftime of the women's game between the Central State Marauders and the Wilberforce Bulldogs. Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym. Something's going on upstairs, and cheerleaders are entertaining. Both the cheerleaders, a guy for the Central State Marauders, a girl for the Bulldogs, and looks like the Marauders are going to win that one. So foul went against Preston Steele for Wilberforce. That is his second foul, sixth on the team. So the Marauders, with the next foul, will be at the line for the 1-1. So, going to the line will be Grubbs for the and one. He's got three. Jefferson, three. Reed has one. Willie Jackson has six. Thomas, two. Key, two. And Black, two. Here's Grubbs going to the line for the Marauders. With 11:39 left in here in this first half. Shot goes up, rims out. No good. Rebound comes down to Mobley. Mobley will control it, sends it over to the far side to Jaden Dunn in for the first time. He loses it, picks it back up, sends it over to Hayes, who sends it to Mobley. Mobley, nice little move. In the paint he goes. Shot goes up by Dunn, and he's going to be fouled by Xavion Jackson. That'll be his first, team third. Glad you can join us here on the Gem City Sports Network this evening. Going to the line will be Jaden Dunn. Dunn has yet to make a free throw. Misses that, or he makes that one. Here comes the second one. Second one coming up. Shot goes up and through. Nothing but net. 25 apiece with 11:20 left in this first half. Grubbs sends it all the way up to Willie Jackson. Jackson double teamed and a whistle and a foul going against number 21 in Marshall. That is his first, the team's seventh. So that's going to send Willie Jackson to the line for 1-1. He is 2-3 from the line tonight. Jackson shooting the 1-1. He's got 8 points already tonight. Seeing his first action. The shot goes no good. Here comes Dunn. Dunn drives the lane. Scoop shot. The shot no good. Putting it up and in is Hayes and gives the Bulldogs a 2-point lead. Ball comes over to Stretchin. Stretchin drives the lane. There's Page. Page lays it up and in. 29-25 is our score. I think it will tie to 27, but I'm not sure. 10:43 left. Ball taken away by Grubbs. Here comes, bam! Xavion Jackson gets his first two, and it's a slam. 31-25. Ball goes back out to Davis. Davis over to Dunn. Dunn top of the key, tries to drive right side, hands off to Hayes. Hayes over to Davis. Davis stops at the free throw line, dishes down low. Ball taken away. Here comes Grubbs. Grubbs slams it down. Central State just pulling away, 33-25 with 10 minutes to go in this first half. Down low goes Dunn. Dunn stops, pops, and scores. Grubbs will walk it up with 9:50 to go here in this first half. 33-27 is our score. Rodgers leading it. Ball comes over to the near side to Jackson. Now goes over to Stretching. Stretching's going to try and drive the lane. Loses the ball. Now sends it back out top. Goes over to Willie. Willie looking inside. Drives baseline. Drives the lane. Puts it up. Got it to go. And what do we have here? Timeout. Wait a minute. What's a full timeout called? What do we have here? Looks like a timeout's been called. We're going to take a timeout, too. No timeout was called. The Bulldogs are on the floor as both coaches are coming over, both assistant coaches. As we're having a cheerleader battle. Wilberforce cheerleaders walked out on the court. The Bulldogs have yet, they have not gone to the bench at all. So they're talking about something over at the scores table. So here we go. 9:25 left here in this first half. The Marauders lead it by 6, 35-29. And the Bulldogs will have it. Callie Davis will inbound it for Wilberforce. And coming back into the game will be Kyle Cardenas. Or no, we have to hold off for a minute. Davis will bring it into the front court. Gets it over to Mobley on the near side. Mobley drives the lane, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Xavier Jackson. Jackson will get it up to Scratching. Scratching over to the near side. Jefferson for three, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Davis. Davis all the way up court. Is chipping over to the left side for Mobley. Mobley can't get it. Shot goes up and in by Jermaine Marshall. Marshall gets his fourth point, and it's now 35-31, a four-point lead. What was an eight-point lead is now down to four. Central State's got to get it across the line. They get it over to Xavier Jackson. Jackson is called for the travel. He shuffled his feet before dribbling. And timeout is called by Antonio Davis of the Marauders. With 8:41 to go here in this first half. 35-31, Marauders, back after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, Marauders lead it by four, 35-31 with 8:41 remaining here in the first half. Quick moving first half. The Bulldogs have seven fouls. The Marauders have three. Bulldogs will have the ball right in front of their cheerleaders. Ball comes in to Hayes, and Hayes gets it over to Cardenas, and he'll bring it across the line. Cardenas goes over to the right side. Hands off to Mobley. Mobley's going to drive on Jackson, puts it up, and can't get it to go. Jackson's going to be called for the foul. So Jackson picks up his second foul. Fourth on the Marauders, and going to the line will be Mobley. Mobley has 7 points. Mobley, an 87% free throw shooter. We'll have two. Try to bring it within two. Shot goes up and off the back of the rim. No good. Jefferson are back into the game. Comes Ravion Thomas, replacing Page. Mobley trying for a second shot. Shot goes up and through. 35-32, a three-point Central State lead. Gretchen gets it across over to Jackson. Jackson fires up a shot. Got it! Xavier Jackson has four. All the way down. Mobley on the left side. Mobley's going to drive on Jackson. Shot blocked from behind, but a whistle and a foul. Thomas blocked the shot, but I think he got some ball. Foul is going against Windmill. Foul is going against Jackson. That'll be his second foul. Mobley at the line, shooting two. First shot goes up and through. Back into the game is Grubbs for the Marauders. Grubbs did not play over the weekend. Neither did Willie Jackson. They're both out there tonight. Mobley's second shot goes up and through. Mobley has 10 points, 10 of the 34 points. Grubbs into the front court. Kicks it over to the near side to Thomas. Thomas going to drive. Now back out to Grubbs. Grubbs left side. Kicks down over to the right side. Willie for three. Got it! Willie on fire tonight. 40-34 is our score with 7:51 remaining here in this first half. Shot by Cardenas, no good, and Thomas is going to be called for another foul. Thomas is going to be called for his first foul. Timeout on the court. With 7:46 to go, it's a 6-point Central State lead. 40-34, back after this.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Yeah, back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, 40-34 is our score with 7:46 to go here in this first half. It's been a heck of a game. Marauders and the Bulldogs have been trading baskets, or they were trading baskets early, and then Marauders went on an 8-0 run and took the lead by 8 and haven't looked back since. They got within two. So looks like Cardenas is going to go to the line to shoot two. He's got 6 points. Thomas got the foul. He's got one. Cardenas at the line. First shot goes up and through. He's got 7. Cardenas on the year is a 70% free throw shooter. 40-35 is our score. Shot goes up and no good. Rebound comes down to Grubbs. Grubbs will bring it up. Send it over to Thomas. Thomas back over to Grubbs. I got to get it across. I got about 4 seconds. Now Thomas has to climb the ladder. They're stretching. Jefferson drives the lane, puts it up and in. It's now a 6-point lead or 7-point lead. Ball taken away. Scramble for it. Jump ball. And it's going to belong to the Bulldogs. 7:21 left here in this first half. Coming into the game is Jermaine Marshall for the Bulldogs. 42-35 with 7:21 to go here in the half. Glad you can join us here on the Gem City Sports Network. We're the home of the Central State Marauders. Ball comes in to Marshall. Marshall hands off to Hayes. Now Davis drills a three. Callie Davis, three more. He's got 7, and it's 42-38. Grubbs on the far side. Gets it across the line. Up to the left side. Drives the lane. Scoop shot. No good. Rebound comes down. Here comes Davis. Davis drives the lane. Shot. No good. Blocked. Davis goes down. He's getting up slowly. Shot no good by Scretchens. Davis going to drive the lane, puts it up, a little reverse layup, no good. Rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Davis. As trying to save it was Jermaine Marshall, and it went off of Davis's leg. And out of bounds, so the Marauders are going to have it with 6:38 to go here in this first half. They lead at 42-38. It's a lot different than last year, that's for sure. Wilberforce just smoked them, 91-65. Sean Page back in the lineup for the Marauders. He'll throw it in. Wayne Jefferson will sit down. Ball comes into Grubbs on the far side. He'll send it back over to Page. Page cross court. Gets it over to Key. Stephen Key drives lane. Puts it up off the glass and put it in. Key gets his fourth point. 44-38. Key the leading scorer, I think. I'd have to look. I think he's the leading scorer. Davis loses it and is fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against Willie Jackson. That'll be his first. Team sixth. That'll be his second foul, I should say, on Willie. Davis will be at the line shooting two. Davis on the year is a 78% free throw shooter and makes the first of two. Makes it 44-39 with 6:19 remaining here in the first half. Packed house here at Beacom Lewis Gym on this Wednesday night. Second shot goes up and no good. Rebound batted out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Marauders. Gretchen's back into the game. Back into the game is Black for the Marauders. So now we're all set. Ball comes in as Willie Jackson had to sit down. Black brings it across, sends it over to the far side to Grubb. Grubb lays it up and got it to go. Got the friendly roll. 46-39, 6 minutes remaining here in this first half. Here's Cardenas. Cardenas will go over to the free throw line. Now kick it back over to Davis. Davis will bring it back out on the right elbow. Now over to the left side it goes. Back out to Davis for three. In and out, no good. Rebound Page. Page will get it to Black. Black up to Grubbs. Grubbs over to Scratchings, firing up a three. Got it! Scratchings makes it 49-39, a 10-point lead, biggest lead of the night. Timeout called by the Bulldogs. We're going to take a quick timeout back after this.
And now a message from Central State University.
To schedule a tour today, visit centralstate.edu/tours.
To apply to Central State University today, visit centralstate.edu/apply.
This message brought to you by Central State University.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at a sold-out Beacom Lewis Gym, 5:33 remaining here in the first half. Marauders lead it by 10, 49-39. Cheerleaders were going at it last year. They almost had a fight here. So here we go as Davis will inbound it for the Bulldogs just to our left. 5:33 remaining here in this first half. Davis gets it in to Hayes. Over to the far side, Mobley back to Hayes. Hayes now gets it to Davis. Davis drives, puts it up, little reverse layup, got it to go. Davis two more. He's got 10. Timeout called by the Marauders as Page couldn't get it in. So a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here and let you know that coming up on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, the Lady Marauders will take on Grand Valley State. That's one of the big teams in the Division II. And the guys will take on Malone. As we're having the battle of the backflips by the Marauders and the Bulldogs cheerleaders. Both very, very talented cheerleaders. 5:14 left, an 8-point lead for the Marauders. 49-41 is our score. Central State will inbound it in front of their cheerleaders at the north end of the court. Ball comes into Black. Black sends it over to Grubbs. Grubbs now to Scretches. Scretches gets it across the lane. Ball taken away by Hayes. Hayes drives the lane, or Davis drives the lane, puts it up and in. Callie Davis with two more. Grubbs will bring it up into the front court. No, he sends it over to Black. Black over to Grubbs. Grubbs into the front court. Cross court over to Black. Black firing up a three. No good. Right there is Stephen Key. Key makes it 51-43. Stephen Key has now 6 points. His shot no good by the Bulldogs. Rebound comes down to Grubbs. Grubbs going to drive the lane. Puts it up, and that shot is... We got a jump ball. It's going to belong to the Marauders. With 4:23 left, one more media timeout coming up in about 23 seconds on the shot on the clock. Back into the game comes Jaden Dunn. Sitting down will be Mobley. Ball coming into Grubbs out near top of the key, down low to Page. Page underneath, lays it up off the glass and in. 10 points per Page, 53-43 is our score. I think we'll see there's Mobley for three, a little short, rebound comes down, picked up, shot no good by Dunn, picked up by Page. Stretching, sends it over to Key. Key drives the lane, has the ball stripped out of his hand, and it goes out of bounds, and Central State will have the ball in front of the cheerleaders. We have a media timeout with 3:58 to go here in the first half. Marauders lead it by 10, 53-43.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
And back here at Beacon Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University, if I have a voice by the end of this one, I'll be surprised. I may not have one more. Ball coming into Grubbs. Grubbs being hounded there by Dunn. And a whistle and a foul. Reaching foul. No basket. Fouled on the floor, but we're going to go to the line for the 1-1. Grubbs will. Grubbs will go to the line, shoot the 1-1. He'll go for one on the night. Fouls going against Dunn. That'll be his first. Team's eighth. Grubb going to the line for the second time tonight. Looks like he got a little blood on him. So they're going to come over and we're going to take try and wash off the blood. But on Saturday, the Marauders will take the ladies will take on Grand Valley State. Like I was saying, Grand Valley State is one of the top teams in the country, and they usually have a. It'll give the Marauders a chance to see what they really got after a game like tonight. But should be interesting on Saturday afternoon. 3 o'clock tip-off here at Beacon Lewis Gym. You get your tickets online at maraudersports.com and go over to tickets. And then following that game at 5 o'clock, it'll be the men taking on Malone out of Canton, Ohio. The football team plays at the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. So .353 remaining here in this first half. 53-43 is our score. So Steve McKee will come out and shoot for Grubbs, who's getting some blood taken away or taken off his shirt. So they want to get this game underway. It is 9:01, and the kids from both schools have school tomorrow. So, looks like Sean Black is going to the line. Now, wait a minute. Looks like Raven Thomas is going to come into the game. Sean Black will go to the line to shoot two. He'll shoot the 1-1, and he misses the first one. Rebound comes down to Mobley. Over to the far side it goes. Dunn drives, kicks it out. Now here's Davis for three. Little short, rebound comes down to Key. Stephen Key, in second, gets it over to Stretchy. Now back over to Key. They got it. Oh, pardon me, but got to get it across. They do get it across. Now it goes. Here's Black, tried to drive in the lane, could not do so. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Shot blocked. Thomas blocks the shot of Pettis. And the Marauders have the ball. Now they have a turnover. They throw it away. Here comes Hayes. Hayes goes over to the left side, over the right side to Mobley. Back out top to Dunn. Dunn's going to drive, stops, kicks it back out to Davis. Davis going to drive to the right side of the lane, puts it up and puts it in. Davis, two more points. 53-45, an 8-point lead for the Marauders with 2:54 to go. Black picks up a dribble, gets it over to Thomas in the front court, now gets it to Stretchy, and he'll send it over to Black. 2:45 left, it's an 8-point lead. There's Key, drives the lane, lays it up off the glass, gets it to go. Stephen Key has 8 points. Ball knocked away, nice job by Key, but Hayes has it for the Bulldogs. Shot no good off the front of the rim. Picked up by Hayes, or by Thomas. Now Black will get it back over to Hayes, or by Thomas. Now Black controls it after getting a pass from Key. 15 seconds on the clock, on the shot clock. Black tried to get it inside to Key, and it goes out of bounds with 9 seconds on the clock. Coming back into the game is Grubbs. Okay. Coming in back into the game is Jermaine Marshall. Keyshawn Key is about ready to come back in for the Marauders. His brother Steven is getting ready to inbound it, gets into the backcourt to Black, he's got to get it into the front court in a hurry. Does so. Black firing up a long three with 2 seconds on the shot clock. No good. Rebound comes down. Ball scramble for it. And it's going to be Bulldog basketball. With 1:50 to go, a 10-point Central State lead, 55-45. I think we're going to see century mark maybe on both teams, the way things are going here. So they will inbound it on the far side. Coming back in is Keyshawn Key, seeing his first action tonight. Keyshawn averaging just a half a point a game. Not seeing much action here this year so far. Out of the Cleveland area. Here comes Hayes into the front court. Hayes drives, stops, kicks back out to Mobley. Mobley at the free throw line, puts up shot, no good. Rebound, battle four, picked up by, who was it? That was Kearney, and Kearney stepped on the line. He will sit down, Keyshawn will sit down. And Paige back in. Throwing it in will be Rayvon Thomas. Thomas will get it in to Stephen Key. Key will bring it up. 1:33 to go. Key kicks over in the corner. Drubs drives the lane. Now this is down low to Paige. Paige puts it up. Got it to go. No. It's out. Jump ball. It's going to belong to Wilberforce. No, it's going to belong to the Marauders. The arrow did not change. So the Marauders will have the ball underneath their own basket. It's 1:23 remaining here in this first half. Ball knocked away, picked up by Marshall. Now the Bulldogs. All the way up comes to Kearney. Ball almost taken away, and Hayes has it. Loses it back again. And a whistle and a traveling call against the foul called on Kearney. That'll be his first, team's ninth. So the Marauders will be, that was an offensive foul. So Marauders will have it with 1:05 to go. They lead by 10. I see triple digits if this way, the way to this ball game keeps going. Grubb breaks free, goes up the right side, now bends out, ball knocked away, picked up by Mobley. Mobley's going to drive lane, little reverse layup, no good, rebound Dunn right there with a putback. Dunn has 6 points. Ball goes out of bounds off of Wilberforce with 43.6 seconds to go. We'll have Captain Parson on here at halftime to talk about the ladies' game. And then we'll have an interview with Xavier Jackson. Ball comes in to Black. Sean Black sends it over to Thomas. Now to Paige. Paige drives, kicks down low to Key. Key can't get the goal. Ball shot. Ball goes up and in by Radian Thomas. He gets his 4 point. 57-47 with 25 seconds to go. Ball goes over. Here's a shot for three. No good by Kearney. Picked up by the Marauders. Shot clock is off. Key will bring it across. And this one, a foul going against Hayes. That'll be the team's 10th foul. So Stephen Key will go to the line to shoot two. Key has 8 points. They say it's just 9 points. They have a 10. Key, 80% free throw shooter. He's 8 of 10. Shot goes up and good. He's got 9, trying to go for 10. Stephen averages 12 points a game. Second leading scorer behind Xavier Jackson. for the Marauders this season. And he came off the bench. Second shot goes up and rolls through. 59-47 is our score with under 10 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Shot goes up and through by Hayes, and that's going to do it for the first half. Your score, Central State 59 and Wilberforce 49. We'll be back with Kathy Parsons right after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
And back here, Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. 59-49 is our score, and joining us now is Kathy Parsons. And Kathy, you put everything together tonight.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I thought we had a slow start, but I think I found the right combination for the defense, and we jumped all over them and proved to break their backs.
96 points. That's the biggest total you've had in a while.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, like I said, defensively, we knew that they weren't going to be able to sustain our kind of pressure. And I think they were out without number 24 tonight as well. So they didn't have the depth that they normally have. But to be honest with you, I thought they did some things tonight. Meaning Wilberforce, they did some things that I hadn't seen them do before. They actually connected on some perimeter shooting at times. But I think the damage had already been done, so there was no pressure. They were just playing and playing very freely at the end. So I think we still know that we've got some things to prove to ourselves in terms of not turning the ball over and making good sound decisions the entire game. I thought Naomi Shorts had a very tough evening, and she's normally my leading point guard, and she just didn't lead us in the way that we know she's capable of. So it's very exciting to know you can have a point guard not have a great night, but your backup point guard get it done for you.
Abby Peterson, 21 points.
She was phenomenal from three tonight, to the point that they put a box and one on her because they wanted to shut her down. So that was really exciting to watch her respond well to that. And, of course, when they put the box and one on her, I'm like, okay, go to the point, and then that way it nullifies that. And before we could get it done, I'd already taken her out and let another group come into play.
Six threes for Abby. And also DeShante Miller had 18 points. I had. She had a good ball game, too.
DeShante is a beast on the boards. And we're trying to get her more skilled so that she can produce without so much pressure on herself, but to really be able to perform in rhythm. And I think that's what she's trying to increase. But she had a great night.
I think the busload of fans from Huber Heights came in, and Jaquel really showed up tonight.
Jaquel is a welcome addition to our program because I call her my gamer. She's going to come and play.
Oh, every night.
Every night.
Yeah, she learned from one of the best, Travis Trice, out of Wayne. So she learned from one of the best out of Wayne and Travis Trice.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they were always well above 500, like 18-2 or something like that. They hardly ever lost. Of course, they had Bree Hall, too, who's now in South Carolina. So she was in the mix with a bunch of Division I ball players, too.
Absolutely. So. I mean, just transferring to us from IUPUI says that she already had the pedigree to be able to play for me. And now what I'm trying to do is how to figure out how to take her gift and blend it for what we're trying to do.
Well, let's hope they can put it all together again on Saturday.
It looks like we've got the ability to put it all together. I thought it looked rough at times tonight, but when you win by 40, who's complaining?
Really? Well, Kathy, I want to thank you for coming on, and great game tonight. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
Well, I think it's a new day, and I thank you for all the love you give to our program. And I just want to be able to dedicate this season to you for all the hard work that you've done for us, that we can repay you just a little bit by showing you that token of love.
Well, we want to know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kathy Parson, and we'll be back with Xavion Jackson on the player profile right after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
We're here at halftime of tonight's game between the Wilberforce Bulldogs and the Central State Marauders, and we are here with Xavion Jackson. And I said that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Going to have some fun here, and we're going to ask you some questions, and some of them are going to be tough. Some of them are going to be so easy, you know, you answer right away.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Okay. What's your major and how's that going?
My major is business, and it's going good. As of right now, it's good.
Okay. How old were you when you figured out, or when you started playing basketball?
Because
you're a tall kid, yeah.
I'd say a young age. I don't know, a young age. A young age.
Did you always play in the middle?
Because yeah.
you're tall?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you, where did you transfer in from?
Eastern Arizona College, and then I went to Kaskaskia College in Illinois, a JUCO.
Okay. Now that you've played college basketball for a couple of years, what do you think of it?
It's fun. It's different. It's fun, though, for the most part.
If you had a chance to recruit somebody or a chance to talk to a recruit, what would you tell them about Central State? I told you they'd be tough.
I don't know. I might have to get back to you on that one.
Okay. What did you like about traveling last year? Did you travel a lot to get at the school that you were at before?
It'd be a couple of hours, but it wasn't like overnight stays. But okay. it wasn't bad. I like traveling, so it was fun.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, because you're going to be doing a lot of traveling in this league.
Yeah, you probably
already know.
Yeah, we just started too.
So, what's your favorite color? Maroon and gold, probably, right?
Yeah.
Now, what is your favorite color?
Black.
Okay. Who is one famous person that you would like to meet someday? And what would be a question that you would ask them?
A famous person. I say somebody rich, Bill Gates or something.
Okay. Well, if you had a chance to ask him a question, what would it be?
What I can do to be wealthy.
Work hard. That's probably what he would say, is work hard. Now that you've been here for a few months and be able to work out here with the coach, in one word, describe the coach. One word.
Relentless. Relentless.
Okay. If you were invited to be on a TV show, a sitcom, you know, like a regular weekly show, which one would it be and why?
I say Family Feud.
Why is that?
Because I feel like I do good. I feel like I.
Okay. If you were invited to a sitcom, just ask you that. What's your favorite video game?
Probably NBA 2K.
Okay. Do you watch a lot of sports on TV?
A little bit.
Okay, who's your favorite sports announcer?
Sports announcer?
Yeah, like play-by-play guy. Somebody like Dick Vitale or somebody like that.
There's one on 2K. I can't remember his name.
Jay Billis?
No. I like Stephen A.
Okay. He opens his mouth. Sometimes he gets in trouble.
Yeah. I like him. A lot of people don't.
If you graduate If you graduate here from Central State, do you want to continue playing basketball somewhere else?
Of course.
Where at? Well, I know the show. I know the show. But if you can't make it to the show, like overseas or something like that?
Wherever I get offered to, that'll pay me.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, overseas they pay you pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. What team, and it could be any team, is your favorite team? I mean, it could be football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, whatever.
I like the Minnesota Vikings.
Vikings? Why?
Oh, no, I just like them.
Like the colors, purple and gold?
Yeah. I like Justin Jefferson, too.
Oh, okay. All right. If someone were to give you $1 million after you get out of here, what would you do with it?
I'd probably save 70% of it and then give my mom the other half that I have and then spend accordingly with the rest.
That's your business side of things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Start a business up with that?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Okay. What is your favorite sport? What is your favorite sports moment that's happened to you in your life?
My senior year, going into my freshman year of college, when I dunked on somebody. It was at summer camp.
Was it like dunk?
It was a two-hand dunk coming down the middle of the lane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was going to be a game-winning field goal from here beating Wilberforce tonight.
Nah, we only need a game-winning field goal.
Oh, okay. If you were given a chance to play another sport, which would it be?
Football.
Why football?
Because I feel like I would be a great wide receiver.
Okay. Yeah, you're tall and
a fantastic wide receiver.
You could jump too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Who would you like to be your quarterback then?
I'll say Kirk because of the Vikings.
Oh, okay. How old were you when you decided you were going to be in business? You were going to study to be a businessman or something like that.
Probably 19.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It took you a while then.
Yeah, because okay. I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Yeah, well, like for me, I was like 8 or 9 years old when I wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
And back then, they didn't have this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's been like a dream come true to me. Who's been the most influential person in your life so far?
I'd say my mom, because how hard she works for me and everybody around me.
Go ahead and say hi to her. She's going to listen in tonight.
Hi, Mom. How are you doing?
Okay, and one last question. This is going to be a tough one. What would you do without a cell phone or a computer?
I don't know.
That's not an answer.
I don't know. What would I do without a cell phone?
Because back in the day, a cell phone was a payphone.
Yeah.
And you had to make sure it was on a corner or something like that.
I don't know what I would do without a cell phone.
What would you do about without a computer?
I don't need a computer.
Sure?
I don't need a computer. I can live without a computer.
All right. Well, Xavion, thank you for coming on, and best of luck to you this season. This is game number 1 of 15 that we're going to be doing, so maybe more. Have some fun this year, and welcome to Central State.
Thank you. Appreciate you for having me.
We'll be back with the second half right after this. You're listening to the Central State Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network.
Central State is the most affordable 4-year public university in the state of Ohio. With stellar academics and affordability, we provide a high-value education to our students.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And back here, Beacon Lewis Gym, we are at halftime. Score 59-49 Marauders. Here are the unofficial totals for Wilberforce. Jake Dunn has 6 points. Kyle Cardenas has 7. Jamar Hayes has 6. Callie Davis has 14. Jermaine Marshall has 4. Jaden Bennett has 2. And Josiah Mobley has 10. For the Central State Marauders, Chris Grubbs has 6 points. Wayne Jefferson has five. Joshua Scrutches has three. Antoine Reed has one. Keyshawn Key has yet to score, but he's been in the game. Willie Jackson has 13 points and three threes. Xavier Jackson has 4 points. Rayvon Thomas has four. Stephen Key, the second, has 10. Sean Black has two, and Sean Page has 10. Wilberforce will have the ball to start the second half, and they will be going from left to right on your dial. You hear the band in the background. They were very loud at halftime, and we had a standoff between the two cheerleaders, and it was fun to watch. Neither team was going to go anywhere. Get a chance, come on out on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. The ladies will take on Grand Valley State in a big matchup. And then at 5 o'clock, the guys will take on Malone College right here at Beacom Lewis Gym. So the Bulldogs will have the ball to start the second half. They will be, like I said, they will be going from left to right in their green jerseys with gold numbers. It'll be Hayes, Davis, Mobley, Preston Steele, and also Jermaine Marshall. For the Marauders, it'll be Black, Willie Jackson, Xavion Jackson. Here's a shot goes up by Mobley. He gets it to fall. 12 points for Mobley. Yeah, Page and Grubb also out there. Grubb will get it in to Black. Black will bring it up. Black into the front court. Walking it across the line. Directing traffic. Ball goes over to Grubbs, top of the key. Grubbs drives right, left side of the lane, puts it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Steele. Steele gets it over to the far side to Mobley. Back out top it goes. Davis will drive on Jackson. And hands off. He'll hand off to Marshall. Marshall on the left side. Now gets it over to Hayes. Hayes to Mobley for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Xavier Jackson. He'll get it up to Black. Black up the far left side. Gets it over to Grubbs. Now he'll send it back out to Black. Black goes over to the left side to Willie Jackson. Into the corner to Xavier. Down low to Page. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Marauders. 16 seconds on the shot clock. 18:46 on the game clock. 59-51 is our score. Well, I can see 100 points by both teams. Ball comes all the way out to Xavier Jackson. He drives the lane, puts it up, and a wild shot hits the shot clock, and it's going to belong to the Bulldogs. Stephen Key the second coming in. Xavier Jackson will sit down. Here come the Bulldogs as Davis will bring it up across the line in a hurry, and a whistle, and we have a foul going against. Looks like it's going against. Jamel Hayes, his third. Team's first of the half. Make it a second. I think I got it wrong up there. Grubbs will inbound it. Get it into Key. Steven will bring it up for the Marauders. 18 and a half to go. Marauders lead it by eight. 59-51. Key coming over to the near side. Gets it over to Page. Left elbow. Page back over to Key in the left wing. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Key going to drive. Kicks it back out to Willie. Willie's going to drive the lane. Puts it up and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Davis. Davis up the right side. Ball knocked away, and Willie Jackson's going to be called for the foul. Willie's going to pick up his third foul, team's first of the half. Wilberforce will inbound it in front of their cheerleaders. Mobley will inbound it for Wilberforce. Ball comes in and it's knocked out of bounds by Grubbs. It's going to stay with the Wilberforce Bulldogs underneath their own basket, or just to the right of their basket. Walk up, they got to wash out or dry up some moisture on the court. Bubbly tries to get it in bounds. He's got it. And 5 second violation against the Bulldogs. Coach Mitchell not too happy over on the far side. So Grubbs will inbound it for the Marauders. Long pass down court, picked up by Key. There's a shot by Jackson for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Steele. Steele goes up down the middle and a whistle and a count the basket and one for Steele. His first two of the night. Grubbs is going to be called for the foul, his second. Ravion Thomas coming back into the game. And Page will sit down as going to the line will be Preston Steele for the and one. Steele, a 76% free throw shooter. And misses it. Picked up. Shot goes up and no good by Mitchell. He's down. He'll be getting out. And team's third foul. You should see who the foul is on. I couldn't see. Sitting on this side, you can't see the. But going to the line for two will be Marshall. Foul is going against Thomas. That'll be his second. First shot is up and in. 59-54. Central State has yet to score here in this second half. Back at the line goes Marshall. Shot goes up and in. So it's 6-0 here in the second half, 59-55 total. Black into the front court. Central State needs a basket. Black kicks it out to Grubbs. Grubbs goes to the left side. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Grubbs drives right side, kicks it over to Key. Key's going to drive baseline, lays it up off the glass and in. Stephen Key gets the first basket of the second half for the Marauders. And ball goes off to Davis, and it's going to belong to who? It's going to belong to the Marauders. 17-15 to go here in the second half. Marauders lead it by 6, 61-55. Black into the front court. Now finds a lane. Ball blocked out of bounds by Cardenas. They're going to put 20 seconds on the clock. As coming back into the game is Joshua Scretchen, and sitting down will be Sean Black. 17:02 to go here in the second half. From a sold-out Beacom Lewis Gym. It ball comes in to Key. Back over into the corner goes to Scretchen. Going to try and drive the lane or baseline. Can't do so. Gets it back out to Key. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Key's going to drive the lane. South puts it up and gets it to fall. Stephen Key has 14 points to lead the team. And it's back up to an 8-point lead. 63-55 with 16:40 to go. Mobley kicks it out top. Over to Cardenas. Cardenas left side. Brings it back out. Gets it over to Davis. Davis is going to drive. And a reach-in foul by Key. And that's going to be Stephen's first foul. Fourth on the team. 63-55. Grubbs coming out. Thomas coming. It looks like Thomas is coming back in. Oh, no, Keyshawn Keith. Reverse layup goes up and in by Mobley. 14 points for him. All the way down. Here comes Stretchin. Stretchin's going to drive. Lays it up and in. Joshua Stretchins gets his fifth point, and it's now 65-57. 16:05 left in this contest. Mobley kicks it back out to Davis. Davis over coming down right side of the lane. Kicks it back over to Steele, and an offensive foul going against Steele. Steele's going to pick up his third foul. With 15:56 to go, timeout will be on the court. 65-57. Marauders back after this timeout. You're listening to Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
65-57 is our score with 15:56 remaining here in this contest, as we're going to have a shouting contest between the Marauders and the and Wilberforce. I tell you what, this is a packed house. A nice job by the cheerleaders. I'll tell you what, both the cheerleaders for both Wilberforce and Central State do one hell of a job. And both of them should be applauded for doing so. So the Marauders will have the ball as Chris Grubbs will send it in for the Marauders. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs will be back in action on Friday night hosting Midway. And the Marauders back home here on Saturday. Grubbs gets the ball from the official and they'll send it in to Thomas. Back over to Grubbs. Grubbs brings it across the line and sends it over to Willie Jackson. Jackson had the hot hand in the first half. Playing in his first game, he did not make the trip to Georgia. Stretching will drive left side of the lane, loses control of the ball, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Bulldogs. They trail it by 8, 65-57 with 15 and a half to go here in this contest. It's been a hell of a ball game both ways. Now Davis, top of the key, goes left side of the lane, drives the lane, kicks it back out top. Here's Dunn. Dunn lays it up. No. Dishes off, and scoring is Jermaine Marshall. He's got 8. As ball goes all the way down, it's going to go off of Davis, and it's going to stay with the Marauders underneath their own basket with 15:03 to go. Back into the game, or coming into the game for the first, or DeMar Moore is coming in for the Marauders, seeing his second bit of action. Stretchins will sit down. Ball comes in and knocked away, and a whistle and a foul going against. No, I take it back. It went off the leg of a Bulldog and it went out of bounds. Ball comes into Jackson. Willie Jackson. Willie goes left side. Now drives baseline and a whistle and a foul. going against Jameer Hayes. That'll be his fourth. And make it his third. One off. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be off of Key. It's going to go back over to the Bulldogs. With 14:53 remaining here in this second half, Marauders lead by seven. Or by six. A spin move, turnaround, jump shot goes in for Cardenas. He's got nine. Ball taken away by the Bulldogs. Cardenas on the left side. It's a four-point lead for the Marauders. Cardenas, fadeaway jump shot. No good. Rebound comes down to the Marauders. Chris Grubbs brings it up to right side. Kicks it over to Thomas. Thomas back over to Key, and Key will set up the offense with plenty of time on the shot clock. Key's going to drive the left side. What a move. Key can't get it to go. He tried to stuff it. Could not get it to go, and foul's going to be on Grubbs. That'll be his third foul, the fourth on the Marauders. Key tried to stuff it. This place is still buzzing over that. That is the fifth foul on the Marauders here in the second half. Page coming in, Thomas going out for the Marauders. 14-12 remaining here in the second half. 65-61. Marauders lead it by four. They've been outscored here in the second half. Here comes a blocking foul going against Willie Jackson. That'll be Willie's fourth foul. He may sit down. As coming back into the game is Xavion Jackson. Willie will sit down. Willie has yet to score here in the second half. He's got 13 points. All in the first half. 14:05 to go in this contest. It's Barnburner. Comes Hayes. Gets it over to Davis in the corner. Davis fires up a three. A little too hard. Rebound comes down to Jackson. And Stephen Key gets hit in the head. And he's walking it off. So the Marauders will have the ball underneath their own basket, or underneath the Wilberforce basket. Keyshawn Key will send it in. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. He said, okay, 30 seconds on the shot clock. He put 20 up there. I thought, what the heck's going on? Now 29 seconds. That's what it was. Keyshawn will inbound it. Gets it into his brother, Steven. Steven says, I got this. He's got to hurry up and get it across the line. He finally does. Ball goes cross court. Down low. Shot goes up and no good by Sean Page. He'll be at the line for two. Jermaine Marshall picks up his second foul. Just a third team foul for the fourth foul for the Bulldogs. Page will be at the line to shoot two. He got 10 points all in the first half. First shot goes up, no good. They are ice cold here in the second half. They've only scored 6 points. They were up 59-49 at the half. Second shot bounces off. No good. Rebound comes down to Davis for the Bulldogs. Up the middle of the court, goes over to the right side. He sends it over to Pettis. Now they move the ball around. Little wave action going on. There's Pettis. Gets it over to Davis. Now Davis at the free throw line. Steps back for three. Got it. Now Hayes gets a three. And it's now 65-63. That was just a two-pointer. Into the front front court comes Moore. Central State leads by just two. Ball goes down low to Key. Key reverse layup goes up and in. Stephen Key has 16 points. Hayes gets it over to Davis. Davis looking for somebody to get to, gets it to Cardenas. Cardenas, little spin move. Shot goes up and in. Cardenas gets his ninth point, or his 11th point, 67-65. We're in for a barn burner for the next 12 and a half minutes. Into the front court comes Moore. Moore slowing it up. Goes over to the right side. Moore looking for somebody to get it to. Gets it out top to Jackson. Over to the near side to Key. Steven gets it down low to Page. Page underneath. Puts it up off the glass. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Foul's going against. Foul's going against. See who's on. 21. That's Marshall. That is his third. And the team's fifth of the half. Page will go to the line to shoot two more. Page 0 for 2 in this half. He's 2 for 4 on the night. First shot goes up and no good. Central State has only scored 8 points in the second half. Compared to 16 for the Bulldogs. Second shot goes up and in. 12-11 to go here in the second half. As Thomas comes in, Page will go out with 12-11 to go. Next whistle, we'll have a media timeout. Davis goes over to Mobley. Mobley, top of the key, now goes left side over to Davis. Davis is going to hand off to Cardenas, to Davis. Davis drives, now kicks it back out top. Over to Pettis. Pettis drives the lane. Stops. Blocked and knocked out of bounds by Thomas. It's not going to happen on his watch. Timeout called on the court with 11:51 to go here in the second half. It's the Marauders 68 and the Bulldogs 65. Back after this.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU Believer today.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at Beacon Lewis Gym. Marauders lead it by 3, 68-65. Marauders been outscored 16-9 here in the second half. 11:51 to go. A lot of time left here in this one. Glad you can join us on this Wednesday night from Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio. These two schools are just right across the street from each other. Mobley will inbound and a whistle and a foul going against Key. Stephen picks up his second foul, the team's sixth on the night. Nope, make it to seventh. So they're going for the 1-1 now. So Callie Davis will be at the line shooting the 1-1. He's got 14 points all in the first half. And he is 1-for-2 from the line. That makes the first of two. ...68-66... Davis trying to make it a one-point lead for the Marauders. Second shot goes up and good. Davis now has 16. It's a one-point Marauder lead, 68-67. Ball comes in to Moore. Moore into the front court. Moore kicks it down low. Keyshawn Key up and in. This first two of the night, 70-67 with 11:39 to go. The Davis into the front court. Goes over to the left side. There's a shot blocked by Thomas once again. His second block of the game of the half. Ball goes over to Sean Key. Or Stephen Key. Ball knocked away. And it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Bulldogs. A little sportsmanship by DeMar Moore picking up Davis off the floor. Have to get some moisture up off the floor. 70-67 with 11:16 left here in the second half. The Marauders lead it by three. Bulldogs have it. Inbounding it will be Cardenas. Kyle Cardenas will inbound it, gets it into Callie Davis. Davis will bring it up into the front court for the Bulldogs. Gets it over to Mobley. Mobley looking inside. Now, still looking inside. Now gets it out top to Cardenas. Cardenas will drive left side. A little spin move. Puts it up and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Xavier Jackson. Jackson on the fly up to left side of the field. Left side, and a slam by Thomas. Rebound by Thomas, and he puts it in. 72-67. Shot by Cardenas, a three. With 10:33 left in this game. Ball goes over to the right side. Now back over to the near side. To Key. He's going to drive left side of the lane. Shot. Davis is going to be called for the foul. That's going to be his second. Team sixth. And that's going to send Stephen Key to the line, shoot two. He is 2-for-2 from the line tonight. And an 80% free throw shooter. He's 10 of 12. Coming in. But he is 10 or 12 now. Shot goes up, no good. Grubbs back in. Xavier Thomas back, or Xavier Jackson out of the game. Second shot by Stephen Key. He's up and good. Back to a three-point lead, 73-70 with 10:19 left here in the second half. Davis will bring it up for the Marauders, or for the Bulldogs. Hands off. Now move it around. They get it to Pettis. Pettis over to the right side, or left side. Gets it out to Davis. Davis. 3-second violation against the... isn't it a foul? Going against the... Bulldogs. Looks like it's going against Callie Davis. Now, that'll be his third. Make it Marshall. That'll be his fourth. But Davis did not pick up his third. Marauders will have it on the far side, right in front of the Wilberforce bench. He'll get it in to Sean Black. Black gets it to Grubbs. Grubbs has the ball knocked away, and he's going to be fouled by Cardenas. That's going to be a shooting foul now. Cardenas picks up his first foul. Cardenas has four fouls. So going to the line will be Grubbs. 0-for-2 on a night from the free throw line. He's got 6 points. Shooting the 1-1. Shot goes up and no good. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs and Preston Steele. Here's Davis. Davis top of the key, now drives right side, hands off to Mobley. Mobley's going to drive on Jefferson, and both Thomas and Mobley go down hard. But both teams are now on the 1-1. I don't know who the foul was on this one. It's going to go against Jefferson. That'll be his first. Mobley will go to the line to shoot two. Mobley's got 14 points on the night. Jefferson has just his first foul. Mobley. First shot goes up and through. He's got 15 on the night, 73-71. Mobley gets the ball back from the official. Toes the line. Shot goes up and in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Grubbs. Grubbs will hand off to Black. Black will move it up the court. Marauders lead it by two, 73-71. 9:35 remaining here in the second half. Ball knocked away by Steele. Steele almost loses it, and he does lose it. This time picked up by Black of the Marauders. Black gets it up to Jefferson on the near side. Jeff fires a three. Got it! He fired that in from downtown Xenia. 76-71, a five-point lead for the Marauders. Davis hands it over to Mobley. Mobley's going to try and drive, and it's going to be a foul, and it's going to be on the Marauders. Looks like it's going against Jefferson. And what do we have? Jefferson's going to be called for a technical foul. Davis will go to the line to shoot two. Davis just 16 points, two here in the second half alone. He's going to be at the line shooting two. For shot, no good off the front of the rim. Much to the delight of the Marauder fans. Second shot coming up. 76-71. Marauders lead it by five. 9:03 to go. Second shot goes up, rolls around and through. 9:03 left, 76-72. And Davis will get the 1-1, I believe. I think it's supposed to be Mobley at the line. They tried to get Davis in there, but Antonio Davis caught him. So now Mobley will go to the line for the 1-1. And make it two, and he makes the first of two. 76-73. Stephen Key coming back into the game as Jefferson will sit down. I don't know what he did to get the technical, but Antonio Davis was not too happy about it. Second shot goes up and falls through. 17 points for Mobley here in this game. 76-74 with 9 minutes to go here in this one. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is going to be a good one, good finish. Black out near midcourt. Gets it over to Key. Key's going to drive. Stop, pop, scores. Key has 19 points, 78-74. Ball goes over to Mobley. Mobley tries to drive the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Black. Black brings it up, gets it over to Grubbs. Grubbs going to drive the lane, can't get it to go. Whistle and a foul going against the Bulldogs. And it's going to go against Callie Davis, I think. Callie Davis is going to pick up his third, team's ninth. Grubbs will go to the line to shoot two. He is 0 for 3 on the night. First shot by Grubbs is up, no good. Playing for the first time this year, Grubbs. I know what he'll be doing tomorrow practice. He'll be shooting some free throws. Second shot goes up and in. Rattles around and through. 7 points for Chris, and it's now 79-74. As going up in the air is Jefferson, Hayes sent Thomas up in the air, and it came down on top of David, or top of... So Thomas picks up his third, and going to the line will be Hayes. He will be shooting two. Hayes on the year is a 62.5% free throw shooter. 8:23 left in this. That was a 1-1. And we're going to have a foul. Grubb is going to be fouled. Foul's going against Preston Steele. That'll be his fourth. And the 10th on the team. So Grubbs will be at the line shooting two. Both teams will be in a double bonus from here on out. So once again, Grubbs got some blood on his... I guess it's on his arm this time. So they're going to take a quick timeout for that because he's going to go to the foul line once again. Coming up on Saturday, the ladies will take on Grand Valley State. Should be a good ball game here if they play the way they did tonight. They're world beaters tonight. And the guys will take on Malone beginning at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Guys, or the ladies at 3, the guys at 5. Have it for you right here on radio1.gemcitysports.com. Grubbs back out there. First shot goes up a little too hard. He is 1 for 6 from the line tonight. Second shot coming up. Trying to make it a 6-point lead. And can't do it. Rebound comes down to Steele. 8:18 to go. Ball goes over to Davis. Davis trying to drive on Key. And they dish it down low. And shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Grubbs. And Grubbs travels with it. Turns the ball back over to the Bulldogs. 8:06 to go. Bulldogs will inbound it underneath their own basket. Hayes will try to get it in. Now gets it in to Cardenas. Back over to Davis. Davis for three and can't get it to go. Rebound right there is Mobley. Mobley puts it back up in and it's now 79-76. 3-point lead for the Marauders. 7:50 to go here in this one. Ball coming over to the near side to Grubbs. Grubbs gets the pick from Thomas. Now ball goes off his leg. And we have a whistle and a foul going against who? Looks like foul is going against Wilberforce. And media timeout. We'll find out who the foul is on. We'll be back with that after this. 7:38 to go, 79-76. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. The Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
And we're having the battle of the cheerleaders out on the court. And now they're jawing at each other, and the coaches from the Bulldogs are coming out to tell their ladies to go back. And the Marauder cheerleaders retreat. It's that kind of a rivalry, folks. These two teams are like, these two schools are right across the street from each other. Literally. But going to the line, and it looks like Grubbs was called for the foul and not Cardenas. But going to the line will be Preston Steele. Steele, 76.5% free throw shooter. He's 0 for 1 tonight. He'll be shooting 2. Said both teams are in the bonus from here on out, double bonus. Rashad is up and through. It's a 2-point lead for the Marauders. Steele has 3 points. Page and Willie Jackson coming back in for the Marauders. Second shot goes up and good. 79-78 with 7:38 to go here in this second half. Ball knocked out of bounds by Hayes, and it's going to stay with the Marauders. 7:37 left. Students standing on the far side. Comes Black into the front court for the Marauders. Calling the play. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball goes into Page. Page almost fouled. Did not. Then nobody called. Down low goes to Thomas. Thomas almost slammed it, but he misses the slam. Went out the back of the rim. Cardenas for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Page. Page holding on to it. He'll get it over to Black. Black will bring it up for the Marauders. 7 minutes to go in this one. Black slowing it up. 6:54 left. Black going over to the right side. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Down low to Willie. Willie fires up a shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up. Got the basket and one. Basket's going against Mobley, his second. Willie Jackson will go to the line for the and one. 81-78, a 3-point lead for the Marauders with 6:44 to go. Jackson on the night is 2 for 3. Shot goes up and through. Next 3-point play the old-fashioned way, 82-78. Two-possession game for the Marauders. 6:44 left. Ball brought, sent in to Hayes. Hayes will bring it up for the Bulldogs. Now he's got it back again over to the left side. Drives the lane, puts it up. Shot blocked. And ball scrambled for it is loose. Hayes picks it up, kicks it over to the far side. Cardenas now out to Davis for three. Little short. Rebound comes down to Keyshawn Key. Black will bring it up for the Marauders. As he just crosses the line with about 1 second left. 6:08 to go here in this contest. 82-78 Marauders. They lead it by four. Black out top to Thomas. Thomas over to the near side. Goes to Moore. Back out to Black. Black drives. Back out to Keith. Got a fire up a shot and shot clock violation against the Marauders. They couldn't get it off in time. So a turnover by the Marauders could be costly. 5:49 to go. Hayes will bring it up for the Bulldogs. Send it over to Davis on the right, on the left side, right in front of the Bulldog bench. Davis is going to try and drive the lane. Puts up a shot. Got it to go. Callie Davis. Two more points. You got 19 points. 5:28 to go. 2-point lead for the Marauders. Black comes over to the near side. Sends it over to Key on the far side. Key's going to hand off to his brother, Steven. Steven's going to drive the lane. Puts it up, and he's fouled by Mobley. Mobley's going to pick up his third. He knew it, too. That's going to send Keisha or Stephen Key to the line to shoot two. Nineteen points for Stephen tonight. The average is 12. Shot goes up and off the front of the rim. No good. Stephen now 2-4 tonight. Second shot going up and good. Back to a 3-point lead for the Marauders. 83-80 with 5:10 to go here in the second half. Mobley kicks it over to Davis. Now over to Cardenas. Cardenas looking over the situation. Now gets it back out to Steele. Over to the near side. Now back over to Mobley. Mobley tries to drive. And a whistle and a foul going against the Marauders and DeMar Moore. That'll be Moore's second foul of the night. Make it his third. 83-80. Going to the line will be Mobley. He is 6 of 7 from, or 6 of 8 from the line tonight. First shot goes up and through. 83-81. Page back in. Thomas will sit down. Second shot coming up. 83-81. Shot goes up and through. Riders lead by one with 4:54 to go. One more media timeout coming up. Ball comes in to Moore. Moore will bring it up for the Marauders. Goes over to the left side. Picks up his dribble. Sends it down to Stephen Key. Key drives in the paint. Kicks it back out. Now over to Black on the far side. 6-5. Black for three. Got it! 86-82. And a whistle and an offensive foul, I think. A blocking foul against Key. That'll be his third. A 4-point lead for the Marauders, 86-82, with Mobley going back to their nose. So who are they going to send to the line? It looks like Callie Davis will go to the line for the Bulldogs. They trail by four. He'll get two shots. He's got 19 points. 4:17 left here in this contest. It's been a barn burner all night long. Ladies won big. The shot goes up and through. Davis, 20 points on the night. Thomas coming back in. Stephen Key going back out. A lot of substitutions tonight for both teams. There's a second shot by Mobley, or by Davis, and it goes through. Down to a two-point lead, 86-84 with 4:17 to go. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Ball comes in to Black, and everybody retreats. Black into the front court for the Marauders, leading by two. Next whistle will be a media timeout. Ball goes across to Jackson. Jackson pump fakes, now drives, stops, and no good. Rebound Page. Page gets the ball, and a foul going against Preston Steele. That will be his fifth. So Preston Steele will foul out with just 4 points. Everybody's waving goodbye on the far side. Page at the line shooting two. First shot goes up and in. Page has 12 points on the night. Timeout called. A media timeout. We're going to take a timeout too. Back after this. Your score, 87-84 Central State, with 3:54 remaining here in this second half.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profile.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, the final media timeout. And Page will go to the line and shoot his second shot. Trying to make it a two-possession game for the Marauders. Cheerleaders are getting a little feisty out here. So Page at the line shooting one. He's got 12 points on the night. He had 10 in the first half. Second shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Hayes of the Bulldogs. They lead up. Central State leads by three. Hayes goes over to the left side, goes over to Cardenas. He'll bring it back out, set up the offense once again. This time they'll send it over to Marshall. Marshall hands off to Hayes, now down to Davis. Davis in the lane. Turn around, jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Page. Page sends it over to Black, and the Marauders have it with 3:24 left. Black just takes his time. He gets close to that 10-second call. Black tries to drive, stops in the lane, kicks it back out top, gets it over to Moore. More right side. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Shot goes up by Keyshawn Key. No good. Ball battered around. Shot blocked a couple of times. Picked up. Here comes Davis up the left side. Davis. Cardenas was wide open. Now he gets the ball. Cardenas going to drive the lane. Stop. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Tipped in by Marshall. That's 87-86. A one-point Central State lead with 2:35 to go here in this contest. It's been a barn burner from the beginning. Black to the left side. Sends it down low to Page. Page underneath. He's fouled. Going to be fouled by Marshall. Marshall's going to pick up his fifth foul. Marshall's going to foul out with 10 points. Page will go to the line to shoot two. Still a one possession game. Into the game comes Pettis. Back for the Bulldogs. Shot by Page goes through. 13 on the night for Page. Back into the game comes Chris Groh. Or no, he's got to sit down. Page, second shot, no good. Rebound down to Cardiff. Oh, hey, drives right side, kicks it over the. And they move the ball around. Cardenas steps back, pops a three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Thomas. Thomas gets over to Keyshawn Key. Now up front. Central State. Now Keyshawn over to Page. Page loses it. Picked up by Hayes. Hayes up the right side. Kicks it over to Cardenas. Cardenas pops for three. Got it. And the Bulldogs have a one-point lead with a 1:48 to go here in this one. Timeout called on the court, or timeout called. 30-second timeout. Full timeout, or I think it's full timeout. We're going to take a timeout, too. Back after this, you're listening to the Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs. Never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Yeah, back here at Beacom Lewis Gym. Central State has the ball. They trail by one. 1:48 to go. Black will bring it up for the Marauders into the front court. Each team has one timeout left. Ball goes over to Grubbs. Grubbs tried to send it down low. It's taken away by the Bulldogs. 1:28 to go. Into the front court comes Hayes. Gets it over to Davis. Davis to Cardenas. Cardenas, little spin move in the paint. Tries to put it up and does, and it's a three-point lead. 91-88 with 1:11 to go. Black into the front court for the Marauders. Black drives, and he's fouled, and he goes down hard. He's not getting up right now. Now they're getting him up. He may have to come out because the trainer did come out. So Black will go to the line, shoot two. Black has 5 points. He's 0 for 1 from the line tonight. Keyshawn Key coming back in, and going out is Grubbs. 59.1 seconds left. A 3-point lead for the Bulldogs. This has been one of those games where it's been a back and forth. Central State had the lead most of the game, though. So Sean Black at the line shooting two. Shot goes up and off the front of the rim. Second shot coming up. Less than a minute to go here in this one. Second shot goes up and through. Down to a 2-point lead for the Bulldogs. Hayes will bring it up. Coming over to the right side. He'll hand off. Get it over to Pettis. Now Davis kicks it over to Hayes. Now Davis. Davis is going to try and drive on Key. Losing the ball. Picked up by Black. Black to Key. Drives. He's fouled. He'll be at the line for two with 39.1 seconds left. Fouls going against Cardenas. That'll be his second. Keyshawn going to the line for two. Keyshawn on the year is a 50% free throw shooter, 1 for 2. Wiping up some moisture in front of the Central State bench. So Key at the line trying to tie this up. Misses the first one. Second shot coming up. Second shot goes up and in. 1-point lead. 35 seconds left for the Bulldogs. Hayes going over to the left side. Now over to Cardenas. Cardenas, a little spin move, and what do we have? Foul against the Marauders. It looks like Key. That'll be his first. 91-90 with 27.9 seconds left. And Cardenas going to the line. He's 1 for 2 on the night. Cardenas, a 70.6% free throw shooter. First shot is up and good. Nothing but net. 92-90. Marauders need a three regardless of what happens here. Now they're moving around on the foul, on the key. Cardenas, second shot. Second shot. Up and good. 93-90, 27.9 seconds to go. Black's going to pick it up. He's going to bring it into the front court. Black's going to drive the lane, puts it up, and can't get it to go, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. 21.7 seconds left. Foul's going against Jameer Hayes. That'll be his fifth. He fouls out with 8 points. He's the second Bulldog to foul out. Nobody's fouled out for the Marauders. Willie Jackson has 4 fouls. Grubbs has 4 fouls. So Black will go to the line to shoot two. Try to cut it within one to make two. Now they're talking. Now Eric Salter is over on the far side. So they're looking at the official score on the far side. They're looking at the box score, I think. Fans standing all over here. Fans standing on this side, standing on the far side. Trying to make sure it is five fouls on Hayes. Hayes is going to foul out with 5 points. seconds left. The ladies won 96-53. A good ball game tonight for the ladies. This has been a barn burner. Wilberforce leading by 3, 93-90. So we're having a conference out near the Central State foul line. Black will go to the line to shoot two. Black on the night has 6 points. These are two key free throws. Keyshawn Key coming back in, as is DeMar Moore. For the Marauders, it's like an offense-defense type thing. There's Black. First shot goes up, and no good off the front of the rim. I know what these guys are going to be doing over the next couple of days. That's shooting free throws. Second shot goes up, and this time it goes through. So it's a two-point lead for the Bulldogs. Full court pressure by the Marauders. Ball comes over to the far side. 18 seconds. They got to get it across, and they finally do. And fouling is Moore, his fourth. So that's going to send Mobley to the line, and this could ice it. Mobley gets the ball from the officials. Fans standing all over the place here at Beacon Lewis Gym. First shot goes up and in. 94-91 with 11 seconds left. Willie Jackson back in. Wonder what would have happened if he hadn't had four fouls. Might be a different outcome, but that's woulda, shoulda, coulda. Second shot goes up and off the front of the rim, no good. And a jump ball. It's going to belong to the Marauders. With 9.5 seconds left. A three-point basket they need. Bucket and one. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. 9.5 seconds to go. 94-91 is our score. Ball comes in to Black. Black will bring it up. Black going to drive right side. Gets it over here. It's a shot for three off the side of the rim. No good. Black stands back. Fires up a three. It's a buzzer. Got it! Black ties it up. We're going overtime. We are going overtime here at Beacom Lewis tonight. That's what a rivalry is all about, folks. So the Marauders have tied it up. They're going to have 5-minute overtime to decide it. The Bulldogs have had three players foul out. Hayes had 8 points. Preston Steele had 4. And Jermaine Marshall had 10. All fouled out. So nobody going anywhere on this one. Wow, what a game. Let's take a break. Be right back.
Hey, sports fans, you all know.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Well, folks, we got some free basketball tonight. 94-94 is our score. We're going into overtime. So, coming into the game, Raven Thomas, will tip it off. Can't see who the guy for Wilberforce is. People are standing all over Beacon Lewis Gym. 5 minutes on the clock. 94-94 is our score. Jumping up is Kyle Cardenas for Wilberforce. So sit back and enjoy this next 5 minutes. It's going to be wild and wacky tonight. Tip is controlled by the Marauders. Willie Jackson picks it up for Central State. He'll hand off to Sean Black. Black will bring it up over the timeline for the Marauders. Black on the far side. Off the foot of Jaden Dunn. Ball goes over to the right side. Jackson for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Davis. Davis up the left side. Now Davis drives down the middle of the lane. Shot blocked by Thomas. Not going to happen on his watch. Not in overtime. 4:28 left here in this one. Mobley will inbound it for the Bulldogs. Ball comes in. Cardenas now over to Davis. Davis, left elbow, sends it down low to Mobley. Mobley scores. Mobley's got two more. 96-94, 4:11 to go here in this one. In the first overtime, Black picks up, and now a whistle and a foul going against Dunn. Dunn and Black joining each other. Black didn't like that foul. Gotta watch it. That'll be Dunn's second foul. Black will go to the line for two. Black has 10 points. None bigger than the three, and it just happened at the buzzer. Black still a little hot under the collar. Tries to tie it up with 4:03 to go. Black at the line, shooting two. Bershock is up and through. Black 11 points on the night. Second shot goes up and off the back of the rim, no good. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Here comes Cardenas, now over to Mobley. Now we get it to Bennett. Bennett's going to drive. Davis back to Mobley. Mobley drives left side. There's a shot, no. Pettis tried to stop, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. Thomas gets it over to Black. Black on the fly. Black stops at the free throw line. Kicks it back over to Jackson. Jackson's going to drive the lane. Stops, and he's going to be fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against Pettis. That'll be his first. Willie's got a chance to put the Marauders up by a point. Willie on the night. 3-4-5 from the line. He had 13 points in the first half. First shot goes going up. Shot goes up and off the back of the rim, no good. These guys will be shooting fouls tomorrow, that's for sure. Free throws. So Willie back at the line. These two schools are just a stone's throw away from each other. Jackson, second shot goes up, and no good. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. If the Marauders lose this game, it's going to be because of free throws. Mobley drives, puts it up, no good, and he's fouled. He'll be at the line for two more. So Mobley will go to the line to shoot two. He's got 25 points. Shot up and no good. Foul was on Black. That is his first. Sean Page into the lineup for the Marauders. Rayvon Thomas sitting down. Nope, Thomas will come back in, and sitting down will be DeMar Moore. There's Mobley back for a second shot. 96-95. Bulldogs lead it. Shot goes up and rims out, no good. Rebound comes down to Black. Black being hounded there by Bennett. Gets it across the line. Plenty of time. Out near midcourt now. Black sent this game into overtime with a three-pointer. Ball goes over to Stephen Key. Steve drives lane, puts it up, no good. Ball is knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Bulldogs. 2:58 left here in this one. Back into the game comes Jaden Dunn. And also Rashad Pettis for the Bulldogs. And back in is DeMar Moore and Rayvon Thomas for the Marauders. Davis bringing it up for the Bulldogs. Just under 3 minutes to go here in this contest. We're in the first overtime. Ball comes out, picked up by Pettis. Now over to the near side to Cardenas. Cardenas steps back, fires up a three. Got it. four-point lead. Timeout called. Full timeout. We're going to take a timeout, too. Your score, Wilberforce 99, and Central State 95 back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
There we go, folks. 2:32 left here in this first overtime. 99-95, the Marauders trail. Bulldogs have no timeouts left. The Marauders have one. So Rayvon Thomas will inbound it for the Marauders, 94 feet away, as the Bulldogs are retreating. They're going to let the Marauders inbound it. Davis is going to pick up Black in the backcourt. Clock running with 2:25 left. Ball goes over to the near side to Key. Stevens going to drive, kicks it back over to Black. Black pump fakes, now drives, kicks it over. Jackson for three, off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound Davis. 2:10 to go here in this one. Not over yet. Davis into the front court, right side. Shot goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to the... It's going to go off of Central State. It's going to belong... Wait a minute here. It's going to belong to Wilberforce underneath their own basket. 2:01 left in this one. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Ball comes in. The ball taken away. Here come the Marauders. Moore kicks it over to Black. Black to Key. Key fakes. Now drives. Steps back. Has to get rid of it. Gets it over to Black out near midcourt. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Black goes over to the right side, kicks over to Jackson. Willie drives the lane, puts it up. Can't get it to go, but a whistle and a foul. Black, or foul's going against the Bulldogs, and Willie Jackson's going to the line for two. .135 left. Foul went against Bennett. His first shot goes up and in for Willie Jackson. Now they're trying to figure out who's going to be going out is Bennett. Second shot by Willie. Jackson's second shot goes up and through. Jackson has 15, 16, 17, 18 points. 13 in the first half as Willie Jackson will sit down. A two-point lead for the Bulldogs with 1:35 left here in this one. Ball comes into Davis. Almost loses it. Picked it over to Cardenas. Cardenas up the right side. Cardenas will hand off to Mobley. Mobley out top to Davis. Over to the far side to Dunn. Dunn back over to Cardenas to Davis. Davis stops at the free throw line. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Key. Marauders have it. Moore goes up the right side. Moore finds a lane. Puts it up. Got it to go. We're tied up. There's ball goes back out top to Davis. Now over to Cardenas, firing up a three. Got it. They gotta leave. They can't leave him alone. Timeout called by the Marauders with 50.6 seconds left. It's a three-point lead once again. So, Cardenas. He's got 27 points, most of them here in the second half. Matter of fact, 20 of them here in the second half. Timeout was called, a 30-second timeout called with 50.6 seconds left. Marauders have the ball. It's been a good one from the beginning. I think the Marauders had a 12-point lead at one time. They led at the half by 10, 59 to 49. It's now 102 to 99. So the Marauders will have it 94 feet away with 50 seconds to go. Who's going to be the hero on this one? Moore's going to pick it up, bringing it into the front court for Central State. Gets it over to Black. Black back over to Moore, to Jackson. Jackson drives, puts up a shot, got it to go. One-point lead, 102 to 101, 30 seconds to go. Davis has it for Wilberforce. Four-second differential on the shot clock to the game clock. Davis holding on to it. Davis gets it over to Cardenas. Cardenas, little spin move. Has to put it up. Shot no good. Rebound batted out of bounds, and we got 4.7 seconds to go. And a timeout called by the Marauders. I don't know if they have a chance to take it in. It's a full timeout. We're going to take advantage of it, too. Back after this, 102 to 101 with 4.7 seconds left in overtime.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
I'll tell you what, folks, this has been a hell of a night, hell of a game. 102 to 101 with 4.7 seconds left. Central State has the ball. Sean Black set this game into overtime with a three-point shot at the buzzer. And now, with 4.7 seconds left, Marauders find themselves down by one. Now, will they get it out on the side and in the front court? It doesn't look like it. Looks like the officials are down at the far end, along with Mobley. Everybody's coming down. Central State's got to get it into the front court in a hurry. Thomas will inbound it for the Marauders. Gets it in. Gets it over. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one. Here's Black. Drives the lane. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Marauders fall. 102 to 101. Black had a chance for it. And the Marauders lose 102 to 101. Sean Black is beside himself. But I tell you what, this was a hell of a game. We'll be back with the totals right after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. And now a message from Central State head football coach. And now a message from Central State University football coach Kevin Porter.
Our overall vision of the program is really to try to restore the program to its original prominence. I think that we've got a great legacy to build upon, and our student athletes, the football players in particular, have a great opportunity this season and into the future to put Central State back on the map as a powerhouse football program. Great day to be a Marauder.
You know.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
And back here at Central State University, our final score tonight in game number two of the men's game. 102-101, Central State losing, and a heartbreaker as Sean Black tried to win as he drove the lane and didn't go in. It hit the rim, bounced around, and fell out. So unofficially, here's the totals for Central State, or for Wilberforce. Jaden Dunn had 6 points. Kyle Cardenas had 27. Jameer Hayes had 8. Preston Steele had 4. Callie Davis, 21. Jermaine Marshall, 10. Jaden Bennett had 2. And Josiah Mobley had 23. For Central State, Chris Grubbs had 7. Wayne Jefferson had 8. Joshua Scretchens had 5. Antoine Reed had 1. Keyshawn Key had 3. Willie Jackson had 20, 13 in the first half. Xavier Jackson had 4. Rayvon Thomas had 6. Stephen Key had 20. Moore had 2. Black had 11. And Page had 14 for the Marauders. Marauders fall to 0-3. They will be back in action on Saturday afternoon at something's going on, huh? There's a fight going on. There's a little bit of something going on in the locker room area. As they, a lot of people were over there, as Jarju is one of them. So, we're some stuff going on here after the game is over with. as the players came out of the locker room. They were going at each other. So, we're not going to get a chance to talk to Coach Davis. There's too much going on here. So that's going to do it for us here at Beacom Lewis Gym. Once again, your final score in overtime, 102-101. So that's going to do it for us here tonight. We'll be back on Saturday with the girl, with the women's game at 3 and the guys' game at 7. We'll have all the reaction to this game after on Saturday. So this is Doug Brown saying so long. We'll talk to you on Saturday at 3 o'clock. It's been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Central State Marauder Basketball. Today's game has been brought to you by Central State University. For God, for Central, for State. By Profiler Performance Products. By McAfee Heating and Air. Any season, any time, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of Central State Marauder basketball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.